It's live. It's live. All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the huddle with me, Coach Muddle, and as always, Nevada Nick. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, man.
Are you okay from that? I mean, last night was absolutely wild. You could have scripted a better game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll be honest. I had the Colts over nine and a half wins. So I needed that win yesterday to win that my prop bet. Right. So that one hurt. And I had the Colts 50-1 to win the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously going into that, watching that game, during the game, obviously I realized that, you know, the Colts just eventually they were going to play a good team who was going to take Jonathan Taylor out of the game and tell Carson Wentz to beat him, and he wasn't going to be able to do it. But, yeah, I mean, just a wild day all around. And, man, how about Big Ben, though, Coach, where you feel like, man, you're probably going to play another game, and then you get to that last minute, and you know, literally your career could have ended, and you don't right. even know it, you know. Just wild, Coach. Just really, really wild. But, yeah.
I just think, again, and I said this yesterday, that Staley was going to cost the Chargers the game. Mm-hmm. And he did exactly that. And you know, I love going for it on fourth down. I'm a big go for it guy. But at your own 20 and the playoffs, early in the game like that was just, you know, you gave them a free 3 points. I mean, right. I understand your defense is playing well, but come on. And then at the end of the game,
but Coach, you got Justin Herbert too. You know what I mean? It's not like you have. I can understand if you're playing this high-powered offense and you know it's going to be tough. But you got Justin Herbert. Like, I mean, it's just it was a bad decision, honestly. And I'm not kidding you. This isn't overreaction Monday. I would fire Staley.
I agree with that.
He lost. That's a team. He personally is responsible for at least 3 games I know of. He blew that Chiefs game too.
Yep.
He blew the Cowboys game earlier in the year. That's a team that could have been 12-5, but their coach couldn't get out of his own way because he looks at that damn chart all the time and right. didn't understand when to say, hey, let's just coach feel instead yep. of what some stupid chart tells me.
But the biggest thing was I believe the Raiders were just okay with ending in a tie last night. I think at the end of the game, they were okay with ending in a tie because, come on, they were standing around. This is a long field goal.
No, I disagree with that.
This is a long field goal. It's a little long. Let's just see what happens. And he calls the timeout. Yeah. Why do you call the timeout there?
I think they wanted to win. I don't think they're going to do anything crazy. And then when they called the timeout, I think they went to a better run play. I think they were going to try the long field goal. I'm telling you, I don't think the Raiders wanted to play the Chiefs. They wanted to play the Bengals. So, but I do agree with you that him calling the timeout, they called a better play. And I think they were going to run it down and try a long field goal, which with their kicker was possible.
Yeah, but I just think that the way everybody was standing around, I felt like they were just letting the clock run out. They were just letting the clock run out.
Long field goal. They were going to call timeout with whatever amount of time left and kick a long field goal. But, I mean, Staley was just bad all game. And you can see it in the coaching. I mean, that pass interference in the end zone. Like, how do you not teach your players? Like, you just let the guy go. It wasn't even catchable.
I mean,
they made so many dumb penalties. You can just see they're not a well-prepared team, not a well-coached team. I mean, just flat out.
I agree 100% with that. It was just, you know, but let me tell you, I forget the D tackle, Filen, is out, but he played a hell of a game.
He was a force. He was the one who made both stops on third one, more than one.
Yep. He was. He played his ass off.
Is he out for the year?
He's done now. Yeah.
I think he saw a good card off, which usually.
Yeah. It's bad.
There's something not stable, or they know something. You know what I mean? When they card it off, that's a shame. You hate hearing stuff like that. But Coach, look, that Raiders defense, that's a Super Bowl caliber defense. When you know better than anybody, Coach, when you can get pressure with just your front four,
right,
and you don't need to call blitzes to get pressure on the quarterback. I mean, look, Crosby was unbelievable last night. I mean, yeah, and look, with the Raiders, you can see it too. Jacobs is healthier, and I said, keep running the ball. And look, it wasn't pretty earlier. Jacobs was only averaging 3 yards a carry, but look, in that fourth quarter in overtime, Jacobs broke loose because that defense got tired. And look, the Raiders need to shore up that offensive line a little bit, get a playmaker on the outside. But the Raiders aren't that far off. You can see it. They just got to get better up front and get a weapon on the outside.
Yeah, absolutely. But let me tell you, Herbert, I mean, in that fourth quarter, the waning, I mean, coming down and being able to convert on fourth downs and
six times in a row.
Yeah. You know, listen, it's still going to be 5 years, Sammy, whether they clean house or not. Dave Gettleman and Joe Judge, well, not so much Joe Judge,
Coach, you know, but what?
Dave Gettleman has set that franchise back.
Coach, you know what? There's a coach out there now who had an 0-7 team who everybody was saying might have been the worst team in history and turned them around and made them, you know, a much better team down the stretch. And then, you know, I know they didn't make the playoffs the last 2 years, but Flores is out there. And if I'm the Giants, I'm considering it, you know.
Absolutely, I am. But, you know, first and foremost, I think, you know, and everybody's jumping coach. We got to get a general manager first. We need to get somebody in there that knows what the hell they're doing. And you know, and hopefully, and this is just me wanting to believe that the Maras are giving the new general manager the opportunity to fire the coach. You know, just fire. You can fire the coach. That's your task one. Do you want to keep him? Do you want to fire him? It's up to you. You're in charge. Hopefully that's the case. But if I'm the Giants, I'm firing him and let's move on and
go. To be honest with you, though, and this is sad to say, of the opening jobs right now,
the Giants are the worst.
Probably the last one I would take.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you know, look. I mean, I don't like, you know, Jacksonville, at least you got Trevor Lawrence. And I know he played pretty damn well against the Colts yesterday.
Yeah.
But they got a ton of cap room. You know what I mean? So
the Giants couldn't field the team yesterday because they didn't have enough cap room.
The Giants have no cap room, have no, I mean, like I said, there's, you know, I know you said you like the secondary, but there's just not many players, you know, and that's the one thing I'll give the Eagles credit on. The Eagles have never had two back-to-back, like, bad seasons. They turn it around. Yeah. You know, they have at least, you know, things where you could say, here, look, there's players here. And that's why I said with the Eagles, I thought they were going to be good this year. You know, and look, we're in the playoffs because they had a good offensive line. They had a good defensive line. What's going on, Jay? And look, Eagles, hey, man, watch out. I can tell you this. I love the Eagles with the points, and I think they got a shot at Tampa Bay. I mean, it's going to be tough. It's Brady. But the Eagles got a shot against Tampa if they can run that football and throw on them. Yeah, I agree, Jay. You got to burn it down if you're the Giants. And I think Coach agrees, too.
Yes, I agree with that. And listen, John, no. John Harbaugh, I'll tell you exactly why he's not going to go to the Giants or anywhere else except Miami. The owner of the Miami Dolphins is a Michigan guy. He's a Michigan guy.
He's not going to do it. He said he's
doesn't
not
matter.
Do it.
Doesn't matter. He's a Michigan guy.
I don't think he wants to burn down the Michigan. I don't think he wants to hurt his alumni. You know what I mean?
All right.
And he's already going after Harbaugh once. Maybe you're right, and maybe there's something out there. We don't know. But I'm just kind of surprised, you know, Jim Harbaugh hasn't come out and turned down that he's going to look at the NFL.
Right.
Because you know, Coach, the implications this can have on recruiting.
Right.
When you're flirting with the NFL – there's implications on recruiting. Usually you like to come out and say right away, you know, I'm not. And I, you know what I think it was? Harbaugh took a pay cut this year. Mm-hmm. I think Harbaugh wants to get paid.
Right.
I think he wants to say, all right, I beat Ohio State. I took you to a payoff. You know, fix my deal now. Because he took a pay cut going into.
Yeah, he did. He did. And I think he's waiting to see what kind of deal that is. If it doesn't match that NFL money, I think he bolts. I honestly think that's what's going to happen.
Maybe. I mean, look, you know, you got, and plus you got to see what the situations are out there right now. I mean, depending what happens with Bisaccia, that's probably the most interesting situation because you have Carr and you have a defense.
Yeah, but I think now once I'm telling you, you're in the playoffs. He's getting a deal. He's the guy. I don't think they move on.
I think it's a mistake. I really do.
I think you're right, but I don't think so because now you know. Come on, when was the last time the Raiders were in the playoffs?
No, I know, but look at the big picture, though, Coach. There's things there with the Raiders, and if you go get a top-notch coach, which they're an appealing team. To a Doug Peterson, to a Brian Flores. They're an appealing team. You know, I just – look, the four games they won, you know, you got the Browns with COVID. Let's just be honest.
You're right.
You got the Broncos without Bridgewater, and they struggled in both those games. They won them. They did what they had to do, but they struggled in both those games. Now they went and beat the Colts. But the Colts also had COVID issues. I know they got their players back, but still, I'm sure playing after you just got over COVID wasn't easy. And the Colts didn't look exactly too good yesterday either.
No, they certainly didn't.
But look, the Raiders the last 2 weeks, all 4 weeks they got the job done. I'm not trying to shit on what the Raiders did. And they played a great game last night. But again, too, I thought the coach really helped the Raiders last night, too, going for it, you know, and – you know, obviously the Chargers played some very undisciplined football last night. Now the Raiders, they played with their hair on fire on defense last night. You know, they really did, and give credit where credit's due. The Raiders played really well. But I really think you bring back Gus Bradley, but maybe I wouldn't mind Gus Bradley being the head coach. But I don't know that Bisaccia, you know, it would be my guy.
I agree, but I'm just saying he's taking them to a playoff, first guy ever to be an interim guy to take them and everything. So I think the job is his. He gets it. He's going to get it, and he's going to, you know, be that guy.
I understand what you're saying. Here's my point. You have Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes in your division.
You're right.
It's going to be tough every year. So you want to get the best of the best, and because the guy, you know, got you into the playoff, I don't know that I don't go try to go get – a Super Bowl winning coach like Doug Peterson, a coach like Brian Flores. They did win those four games down the stretch, but there was some ugliness there too. And I understand he did go through a lot, you know, but I might try to go get one of those top tier coaches that maybe now will go to the Raiders.
I don't think Mark Davis is going to do that. And I think that they're going to set, you know, the Raiders will set back a couple of years because they're going to do that. And that's just, you see it all the time, you know. Oh, this guy did. He earned the job, we're going to give it to him. And
but
that's,
you know what? If I'm the Raiders, you know what? It's great that you make the playoffs, but now it's like, hey, we've made the playoffs. Let's make something of it. You know what I mean? And right. If you want to compete with Mahomes and Andy Reid, who are just division winners every year, Reid's look. You're talking about a guy who had Reid as his coach. You know, they've owned that division since Reed's been there.
Right. Reed
owned the NFC East when I was there. And you got a, you know, Justin Herbert. And now look, who knows what the Broncos are going to go do. They're looking for a coach. And they might be looking at one of those big quarterbacks, Coach, to put on with that defense. And they do have some playmakers. So I really think the Raiders need to be creative. So we'll see what happens. But I would go in another direction and try to keep Gus Bradley. Yeah, Sammy, I know. Wentz joke. But you know what, Sammy? Let me say this. Frank Reich had a very bad game, too. Because you know why? They were down three. First of all, they're down three. Or 10, excuse me, late. And the first play in the last drive, you throw it on first down. He gets sacked. And you lose 8 yards. Why aren't you running it there? I don't care if they know. Jonathan Taylor and that offensive line is what got you there, okay? And then, once again, you're down 10. You throw it on first down again. Frank Reich was part of the problem, too, yesterday. And the offensive line didn't play well. But, yes, Wentz, three turnovers. If I'm Frank Reich, I'm asking serious questions. Is this the guy? I want to move forward with. Because we talk, you know, you talk about Wentz, but look at Philadelphia too. Jalen Hurts took them to the playoffs this year.
Yep.
That's also an indictment on Wentz. It really is.
It is. You know, absolutely. It's an
indictment on Wentz. Yeah. There's
and Doug, I think. Doug too.
Yeah, too. No, Doug too. You're right.
To a point. Right,
no, because the Eagles didn't run the ball a lot last year.
Right.
And I think, you know, the Eagles fans been clamoring for it for a long time. And, you know, I think Reich, that was part of his problem. You gotta play to what got you there. And when the Colts went on their run, it was running the football. It wasn't Wentz. It was running the football and playing defense and turning teams over. And I think he was trying too hard to build confidence with Wentz. And he did it in that Raiders game when, look, play with what got you there. You know what I mean? And I'll give Sirianni credit there with the Eagles. He stuck with what got him there. And I hope they do that with the Bucs. Look, I know the Bucs got a good run defense, but what got us here was running the football. So you got to try to run the football against the Bucs still. You can't go abandon it. You got to stick with what got you there.
Yeah, I agree. 100%, you know.
Yeah.
So
but coach, do you if you're Reich, do you look at the quarterback position if you can get a Watson or a Rodgers or whoever it could be? Do you look at that? Because I do think they do need some weapons on the outside.
Right. They're
not far from being a Super Bowl contender.
No, I mean, obviously you're going to look. And you're going to test the waters. Obviously, but I think they go out and they address their outside receiver issues and give Wentz, because I didn't have time to check this, but I believe that he's still friendly. Wentz is still a team friendly next year as well.
Yeah, they have 50 million in cap room.
And they have 50. So you go out and add those pieces and see, well, because Wentz did have some flashes. He did. And when you, like you said, stick to the run. Same thing with Hurts. When you're running the football, he throws the ball a hell of a lot better when he doesn't have that on his shoulders. And you saw the same thing with Wentz as well. But I just think, like you said, I think Reich tried to push it too much too quickly.
But what worries me with Wentz, coach, is he broken? Like, I'm really concerned about that.
My opinion is he is, yes.
Coach, when you play good teams, he struggles. And look, when you knew yesterday, okay, I mean, and look, I don't think the Colts, you're only down 10 points. You know what I mean? I don't think it was necessarily – I mean, you knew Wentz was probably going to need to make a play, but still, you could have ran the football and, you know, but it felt like Wentz felt the pressure and he choked. He did. You know, he didn't need to go do that thing, which I thought was a pass and they call it a fumble because his hand was moving forward, but still, he choked. And then he comes out again and he throws an interception. And it was a bad pass. Like, he needed to throw it more towards the sideline and he didn't. And, yeah, there's a lot of questions around Carson Wentz right now.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So it's going to be a fun offseason for all those teams, you know. And you know, you got to look at the Ravens have some major questions that they're going to have to.
Yeah, coach. I said they weren't going to make the playoffs. They lost six in a row down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the three of us all said that.
You were the first one to say it,
and they fell off a cliff, basically. Yeah. And you know, a lot of injuries, but you know, the Ravens, they're an organization that I think they'll be back and be competitive,
right?
You know, again,
I agree, but I think their question is obviously, you know, do you move on from the defensive coordinator and, you know, do you pay Lamar top three quarterback money? Do you pay him that $40 million a year? Or do you say, Lamar, look, you're a hell of a playmaker. You're very good, but we're going to always need things around you. So you're going to need to take $25 million. You can't be, and I think that Dallas is going to run into that problem with Dak. You're always going to need to be supported around you, Lamar. So we can't pay you $40 million a year. And if you want that, we're going to need to move on. And I really think the Ravens should look at that, because I don't think Lamar is the type of guy you pay $40 million a year.
I agree. I don't think he's a $40 million guy. But I think they wind up franchise tagging him and going there, which franchise tag, you're getting one more, you're getting one more, you're top five anyway. He's top five money anyway. So,
right. Yeah.
Because isn't that the average?
It's more against the cap, though, because it's a one-year deal.
Right.
Whereas,
right.
You know, you can stretch it when you do it the other way. Sam, yeah, Big Ben did get a win. Yes, obviously. It wasn't pretty, but I think all it's going to get him is a shellacking in the first round. I think the Chiefs are going to kind of lay into him, because that Steelers offense has problems, and so does Ben. Ben's done. I mean, good for him, though. Yeah, and I agree with Stiz. You just took the words out of my mouth. They're going to get blown out. I mean, maybe they make it close, but I just don't see it. I think Kansas City's going to put up way too many points. Yeah. And, Brian, you talking about me or Coach?
What do you drink? No, he's talking about you. Yeah, he's talking about you.
Yeah, it's just Gatorade, brother. you know, the bigger thing – yeah, and Sam, you're right. At least he does go out and get in the playoffs. And look, they've always been over 500 too. I mean,
yeah.
So credit to him. Credit to Tomlin, because I don't believe they had a playoff roster this year. I mean, TJ Watt's a beast. But, you know, Tomlin's a very good coach, and it shows you what good coaching can do. Now, you speak about coaching. So yeah, Brian, I figured it out. Really surprised about Flores getting canned, Coach.
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean, that was a big surprise.
I don't think it was a performance thing as much as it was a control thing over coaching staff and personnel decisions. But still – I think it's very gutsy, because I think Miami was headed in the right direction.
Yep.
And now you make this move. And like I said, I think it was possibly Tua might have been part of the issue. I don't know. But it was definitely a control thing, not a performance thing.
You know, I agree 100%, because, look, they had the co-offensive coordinator thing going on down there. And you know as well as anybody, you have two offensive coordinators, you have none. You know, right. and that was part of the problem with their offense. But hell, they were able to start, you know, what was it, 1-7, 1-8, and turn right. it around. And yeah. I mean, you know, and then you fire the guy. I mean, he probably, you know, Bill O'Brien showed some flashes, but I think out of the Belichick tree, he was the guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think Vrabel might be. I mean, Vrabel's done pretty good.
But Vrabel never coached under Belichick. He coached under –
come on, man.
So, he played for it. He played for him, yes. But
the reason he got a job was under the Belichick tree, because
yeah, of O'Brien. That's true.
Right.
But you're right. So
– yeah, man, my chicken was really good yesterday, man. And I got it from Sam and Sam's, too. That chicken was great. Yeah, bro, Billy, I don't know how it works with dual coordinators. Sometimes there's like a run game and a pass game coordinator.
Yeah, yeah. One guy's calling the run plays, the other guy's calling the pace. Or, you know, I had a situation where you had a guy calling the first two downs, and then you're the third down guy. And it really, you know, gets you in a jam, you know. So it never works, ever. Yeah.
But now we talk about – I mean, I really think there's going to be some interesting games now. Obviously, because obviously we know how things are going to play out in regards to the playoffs. I think,
yeah, man, I know
the things to watch out for. And I said it going down the stretch. I really like how the Niners are playing, and I think it's a tough matchup for the Cowboys, and so does Vegas. Vegas is telling you they think the Cowboys and the Niners are basically evenly matched teams, because the Cowboys are only 3-point favorite. So. And I to be honest with you, I don't want to give you my pick, but I think I might be leaning towards those Niners.
Yeah, well, I'm already on the Niner bandwagon, so, you know. And believe it or not, I like the Eagles over Tampa, too. Those are the two, you know, dogs I'm riding right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think 9.5 points is way too much. I mean, I know Tampa ended up beating up on Carolina, but you can see Tampa, it's not the Tampa, obviously, that it was, you know, earlier in the year. They have some injuries, and you got to find out, too, is Fournette going to play? You know, is Ronald Jones going to play? And also, too, I think Mike Evans got dinged up there late.
Yeah.
So we'll see. 50,000
yep. per play. Billy. Yeah, they got that job. Let me know, Billy. Let me know. I'll put my hat in the ring.
But obviously, too, Coach, you know, you're going to have, obviously, the rematch between Buffalo and New England.
Right.
Obviously, I think Buffalo is going to win that game unless there's weather. And right now I looked it up, and it's calling for snow. So that may fit New England, because if it comes down where you can't throw the ball, obviously that, you know, fits New England more than it fits Buffalo.
Well, I agree, but the last two games, Devin Singletary, FAU guy, has really come on carrying the rock for Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not saying he's the cowbell, he's the answer, but it has alleviated a little bit of pressure off of Josh Allen. And it might be enough to put them over the hump. I don't know. Just saying.
Well, you know, Stiz, you know, man, dogs bark the first weekend. And look, I know you say you love the Cowboys, but, you know, that offense really struggled down the stretch. I know, yeah, they scored 51 on the Eagles' third string. But I don't know, man, that Niners – defensive line and that offensive line, I think they might give the Cowboys some trouble this weekend. I really do.
I agree with that. I agree with that big time.
And look, I got the Packers to win it all. Obviously in my, with a prop bet, and I'm really kind of concerned. And I did have, I think I had the Packers to win it all before the season too. I'm really concerned. I think the Niners are the type of team that could give Green Bay fits because they can run the football and they can put pressure on the quarterback. So we'll see what happens.
It's building up. I'm not a big fan of the Monday night game, though. Still not. I think whoever plays on Monday night is getting a distinct disadvantage.
Well, I'm sure they'll play on Sunday, though.
Next week. But still, it's still you've had one less day. You know, I mean. Yeah. You know, what if your opponent played on Saturday and won?
Right.
Then what? You know, I mean.
I don't think they'll do that to him. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of good football games. I mean, obviously, the Bengals get the Raiders, and they beat them earlier in the year. Now, with that game, I don't think I would lay 6.5, but I just think Cincinnati's going to have too much offense for the Raiders. I don't think
they're
going to be able to keep up with – the Bengals, but yeah, it's gonna be an interesting weekend. I mean, the only game I think is a sure, pretty much lock in regards to winning is Kansas City and Pittsburgh. All the other games I could see going the other way. I also think the Rams will beat the Cardinals. I just don't think the Cardinals are playing well right now. But you never know what Matt Stafford though. You know, look, they started off.
He looked horrible yesterday.
Yeah, they look. It was a tale of two halves. The first half they look great, and then the second half they look terrible. And once again, Stafford's turning the ball over. And look, you can't do that in the playoffs, and you can't do it against good teams. You saw it yesterday, and it cost them.
Yeah. Now, is this Matt Stafford's first playoff game?
No, he had one with the Lions.
Did he take the Lions?
Yeah.
Really?
Jim Caldwell. Remember Jim Caldwell was the coach?
Yes, for like 1 year.
Go. Right.
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
That's right.
So they still haven't won a game, though, in like years and years.
Since Barry Sanders in the early 90s, they haven't won a playoff game.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
My nightmare is the 49ers Bengals Super Bowl. My kitty hands are pretty. Yeah. I mean, look. The Bengals. The Bengals are, you know, they're one of those teams. I mean, the AFC, it's so tough. And even now, I said, let me see how it plays out. And even now that I see, you know, how it's played out, I don't know, man. Like I said, I think Cincy will beat Vegas, and I think the Bills win. But And obviously, I think KC wins. So, I mean, that's all the home teams. So then it would be obviously, what would it be? Who's the? I'm trying to think. Who's the two? Chiefs are the two seed, and Buffalo's the three seed. But I'll tell you, man, I actually think if it's Buffalo and the Chiefs, I kind of like the Bills in that. But it's so hard to kind of buy into the Bills because, again, yesterday you see with the Jets, they had the Jets hanging around.
Yeah.
And right. Just you don't know who to trust in the AFC while, you know, the Titans have kind of been the team nobody talks about.
Right, quietly just – and then they're getting Derrick Henry back and,
right.
You know.
So maybe it is the Titans, you know. Maybe you know. Maybe it is the Titans. It's just – it's really tough. The NFC, I think we all know it's the Packers conference to lose. But the AFC, my God, you know, it's pretty wide open.
I agree. I you know, it's funny. I think I want to – I'm going to say this. I think it's going to be Green Bay and the 49ers in the NFC Championship.
Well, see, here's the thing, Coach. If the only way that could happen would be if the Eagles beat Tampa.
Well, I'm banking that the Eagles beat Tampa. That's why I'm saying that.
Because if not, the Niners would be the lowest seed,
right.
The sixth seed, and right. That means they're going to play Green Bay, which is why I said I'm worried about, you know, I think it's a tough matchup. I would rather play Dallas, or I'd even rather probably play the Rams. I mean, I just think that team that can run and will stick with the run, you know, it can be tough for Green Bay. I mean, let's not forget, they played each other in San Francisco 2 years ago in the NFC Championship, and right. Jimmy G only had to throw the ball 8 times.
Right.
Now, I
think different defense now. Team, yeah.
And I do think this is a better Green Bay team, but still, I'm just saying the matchups that I don't like for Green Bay, obviously.
Right. Right. But I think, because I think the Eagles do, if they stick to running the ball and what they do well, I see them moving on, and I see the 49ers moving on, and then obviously could beat either one of those teams, which they've done already this year, the Rams or Cardinals. So
right. And like I said, it's always interesting, and I'll give the lines right now. So the Bengals are 6 at home on Saturday against the Raiders. The Bills are 4 at home against the Patriots. And then now this line opened at 9 at the hook, and it's already got early Eagles action. Tampa Bay is 8.5 at home on Sunday. Dallas is 3 at home on Sunday. And then the Chiefs are 12 and a hook. At home on Sunday. And then obviously Rams are laying 4 at home on Monday night against the Cardinals. So, and like I said, usually dogs bark. And what you see, some of those lines that are 4, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to cover 4. It's a good game. You could see a team win by 3 and right. Not cover, which I think you could very well see in that Rams game or in that other 4-point game, the Bills. I could see easily those games being field goal games.
I agree.
Brian, McDermott replaced Jim Johnson.
Right.
When Jim Johnson passed away. So, yeah, you're right about that. And, look, the Bills got a good defense. And
You're wrong. Because he went to Carolina after the Eagles as their defensive coordinator.
No, he replaced Jim Johnson.
Yes, he was.
He got fired by the Eagles. Coach, the Eagles are my team.
Okay.
McDermott was the defensive coordinator, and he got fired.
Okay.
By Andy Reid. You don't think okay. I know my own squad?
All right. I didn't so think you got. Up. Okay. I'll look it up.
You look it up. All right. I you don't think I know up. My own squad? Let's see what Sam said. Parsons and that Dallas defense are playing pretty good. Yeah. No, Sam, you're right about that. I'm just a little worried about Dak and the offense aren't playing good, and McCarthy. You know, he tends to abandon the run. And if Dallas needs to run the ball, Dak throwing the ball 35, 40 times is not the formula for success for Dallas. But no, the defense is this, which is so nuts when you say it, because the defense was so bad last year. But the defense is the strength of the Cowboys team, much like the Raiders. The defense was so bad last year, was an offensive team. The Raiders, the defense is the strength of their team too. So, and I know Coach is trying to look it up.
I am.
I know I'm right, so you don't really need to. But, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. And like I said, I always love the next 2 weekends. I really do. Wild card weekend and obviously divisional weekend. You know, you got those Saturday and Sunday games. Just curious to see how it's gonna play out. Cause, I mean, obviously, if the Bills win, they'll definitely play the Chiefs. And
let's you're right. You're right.
On the white,
I thought he was a position guy and then took the coordinator job at Carolina. I didn't remember.
And then he struggled a little bit at point, and Andy Reid ended up firing him. And I think he was at Carolina for a point too.
He was Carolina's. He took them to he was on their Super Bowl team as their DC, and then he went to Buffalo after the Super Bowl.
Right. So, but yeah, I tell you, man, that's really lining up for a really good second round match. Would be if Bills and KC win. Man, seeing them rematch. Obviously, Bills beat them earlier in the year. But the one thing people aren't talking about with the Bills actually, since week 10, have had one of the better rushing offenses. So that's – it's just Josh Allen hasn't been throwing as well. You know, they're actually troubling the –
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
He should realize, Billy. I'm right most of the time, Billy. He should know. Especially with Coach. I mean, you know, Coach is that type of guy – Like they said about Skip Bayless, he'll go, 1-9, and that one time he I told you, I called it. He's got one and nine over here. Although he did call that backdoor cover with the Bengals yesterday. terrible.
Pick. And I called the Jags yesterday.
I said it too.
I wouldn't be surprised if they won. I know they're not going to cover. Yeah. I didn't think they would cover. I wouldn't be surprised if they won. Right. Okay. Play the tape.
I will, because I think you might have been thinking. We also made him change his bold prediction, because his bold prediction were the Giants were get killed. That's not a bold prediction.
No, that was me joking, because you guys always go. But
I said Carolina, and that I said Miami would win outright.
Yep.
And I said I thought Carolina would be closer too, and it was close early, but fucking Sam Darnold, your boy, fell apart late.
Yeah, they don't have an offense coordinator. They need an offense coordinator, so they're in Carolina. So
I'm surprised we haven't heard anything about him, because he did such a good job at LSU at Burrow.
Yep.
I thought he would pick up – because I don't think he's picked up a college job as an OC, has he?
I think he did get hired on somebody's staff. I want to say Florida or he's on a staff. He's back in the college ranks, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So
now, Coach.
Speaking of college.
Yeah, who do you like tonight, Coach?
Roll Tide, baby. Roll Tide.
Coach, and it's tough, because you know me. I don't like, first of all, I think obviously
Jason, yes,
Garrett. That's great. Sammy, you know. Sammy knows about Jason Garrett. My God, I've been saying it for years. Saban's the best there's ever been in college. And I think the quarterback, obviously Bryce Young's way better than Georgia's quarterback. Yeah. I just have a feeling, much like in 2009, when Alabama was playing Florida and it was Tebow and all those guys, and it was Bama's time, I just think, and much like Clemson with Deshaun Watson, where it was their time, I think this is Georgia's game. It's been 40 years. Kirby Smart has never beaten Saban.
Right.
I think Alabama's won 7 straight games against Georgia, and yet they just smoked them in the SEC championship, and yet Alabama's still an underdog. I'm going with Georgia. I just think – I don't know what it is. And it's going to be painful if Alabama smokes them, because I'm going to be kicking myself in the ass. But I just have a feeling Georgia's going to find a way. And, look, I think they got into that SEC championship, Coach, and I think they knew they didn't have to win the game, that they were in the playoff. And I think Bama needed that game. And they were a 7-point underdog. I think Bama needed that game. And they came out and played. And you know how it is, Coach. Like Jason Kelce said, hungrier dogs run faster.
Well, Bama's the dog, you know, tonight. So I still think Bama, you know, I just think Nick's got Kirby's number, man.
No, and you could be right, but I think their defense is going to play much better. I think they're going to run the ball. And look, let's not forget, too, Bama's second receiver, Mechie, who had a big game. You know, Jameson Williams, the guy, but Mechie's good, too. He's out. So I'm going with the Georgia gets their first national championship in 41 years since Herschel Walker, who I personally used the Herschel Walker method for this body. You know, the 100 sit-ups a day, 100 push-ups. You don't need to do all those weights. That's how I maintain this physique, is by doing what Herschel taught me, is doing my 100 sit-ups, my 100 push-ups a day.
And then going to fill in gyms.
Yep, and then get my curls and my Twinkies. You know, I do what I got to do. Stiz will tell you. Stiz knows. He clocked my 40 for me when I was doing my cone test last week and yep. Getting ready for when you're going to do my quarterback camp, you know.
Nevada Knicks quarterback camp.
Oh, man, got a gun.
Yeah, man. You know, we'll be out there at Delco's Finest, man. We're gonna start selling tickets, man, and a bucket of chicken. That's right.
Well, that's what Stiz does. You know how like they have the dog races and it's a bone? Stiz just gets buckets of chicken and food and tails it along, and I chase after it. And Billy Matt Herschel's the best, man. I mean, I haven't met him, but you know, everybody says how good of a guy Herschel is.
Yeah, Herschel's the man.
I mean, I think you talk about that era. I mean, think about having Bo Jackson and Herschel that close together there. Right. I mean, two studs and two – just shame. But that's one thing I always wish you would have seen, you know, is what Bo Jackson would have been with the Raiders if he doesn't get hurt.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. And also, you know, Herschel Walker going straight to the league instead of going to the USFL for those first few years, you know. And I mean, yeah. He tore it up. But
I think Herschel got hurt. See – the Cowboys ended up basically being a Super Bowl team because they traded Herschel.
Right.
But, man, if he hangs around, maybe Herschel's – you know, with that offensive line, I'm sure Herschel would have done pretty damn well.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. You know, but I don't think they built that offensive line without that trade, though.
Yeah, right. And, see, that was the thing. After that, he went to the Vikings, who weren't that great. He actually played for my Eagles, who
– played for the Giants.
Offensive lines. Yeah.
Why not? Fucked up, Stiz. That's great, Stiz. Let me put that up there. Oh, man. Yep. There you go.
Yeah, Sam, you're right. That wasn't the trade of the century. You're
it
right,
was, man. Trade of the century, man.
And what Jimmy Johnson turned that into, too, was and it was the backbone of what they won those Super Bowls with.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. The great trade robbery.
Yeah,
the 30 for 30. Yeah, the 30 for 30, man. You know, so good stuff. All right, everyone. Thanks for hanging out. We really appreciate it. Make sure you share it with your friends. Like the page. Subscribe for you YouTubers. We greatly appreciate it. Enjoy some football tonight. And what are we going to come back out on Saturday?
Yep, we'll do Saturday. I don't know what time yet. We don't know about a time yet for Saturday. I'm thinking maybe a little later Saturday morning, like 11:30, since the game's not till 4:30.
Yeah.
We'll talk about sure. it, but and then we'll do Sunday normal time.
Sounds good, buddy. Sounds good. Good stuff. All right, guys. We appreciate it, and we'll see you guys on Saturday. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for jumping in late, Billy. See ya.